one dock in the trunk and one just knock off a few little branches on it.
Yeah, it's been going pretty good. Yeah, they're pretty flexible with the hours. Like, yeah, so I can get the kids to school and daycare. So, Michael Polkinghorn. I'm from Halls Creek. Yeah, me and my family moved here to Cunnanarive. Yeah, here I am driving a machine for Santinol.
What have you been doing out here on the plantation?
We've done two types of harvesting. The very first one we done was a deadwood harvest, sort of similar to what we're doing now. Two bobcats go along, one with a big pick and sort of dig it out, and another bobcat come along, pick it up, put it in piles. There's a tractor driver with big sleds come along behind us, and yeah, they pick it up with the excavator and put it on the sled and take it back to the workshop to be processed.
There was a lot of competition for the jobs here. What was your reaction when you found out you'd been selected?
Oh, I was very surprised, because I've been here for 8 months without a job, trying my hardest. I think people are getting sick of me coming in and out of their work, in their offices, checking up if anything come up. But yeah, no, I was very surprised.
What's been the best part of working for Santinol?
Well, it's working with forestry is a whole new job for me, because I've never been into forestry before, and it's pretty interesting now getting into it. Like, my passion is looking after country, eventually trying to get a ranger's job, but you know, like, forestry is pretty interesting. We're actually getting nationally accredited, so when we do, if we do end up leaving Santinol, we're still ticketed to go use the machine in other places. So yeah, that's another bonus.
What message do you think the Indigenous recruitment program sends to people in the local community who might be struggling to find work?
Oh, well, there's jobs out there for people who really want it. I've always worked, never been on Centrelink or government handouts or anything. Everything I buy and purchase, you know, it's a good feeling because I work for it. I'd like to tell people that, you know, it's more worth it, you working for it, yeah.
They're going awesome, mate. I actually run a full Indigenous team. Ben Broadwith, harvest manager, and we've ended up with some amazingly skilled guys. Not only can they operate machinery, but we've ended up with a boilermaker. One of my bobcat operators has done 3.5 years of his apprenticeship, so he can fix anything. Michael, who you've just seen, he's a tree surgeon. And probably one of the most skilled chainsaw operators I've ever seen. And we're actually learning from him, which is great.
So what kinds of jobs have they been up to since they started with Santinol?
Yeah, mainly harvesting forests. Primarily, the fellows have been operating bobcats, diggers, tractors in the sandalwood forests, harvesting live trees.
What sort of unique skills do the Indigenous workers bring to the table?
My biggest observation of Indigenous workers with machinery is that they are gifted. They are gifted operators. They are very safe. They follow instructions extremely well. So they care about their job. If I point something out, then they'll do that with great precision.
Do you think Santinol will be looking to recruit more Indigenous workers?
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, it's been a huge success for us, and we're very grateful for the fellows that we've ended up with. And most definitely in the future, we are looking to build our Indigenous workforce.
Springy, that's my nickname. My name's David Luter. I'm from Ngamanwiji, Kildrake Station.
What do you do for Santinol?
Bit of everything. Jump on a machine, like bobcat, trucks.
How are you finding the work?
Good, mate, good. I love it.
What is it that you like about it?
Well, the main thing, you're out here working, making a living for yourself.
Is it hard work, though? It gets hot out here.
Well, that's life, eh? You've got to have to work to make a living and put food on the tables and, yeah, pay the bills.
What do your family and friends think of it?
Oh, they're loving it, yeah. Good.
There was a lot of competition for the jobs. They had a lot of applications. What did you think when you got accepted?
Well, at the moment, I just got to go ask around and look for a job. Me and someone rocked up and said, oh, you want a job? So I went in over there and saw them, and yeah, I got the job.
Had you been looking for a lot of jobs around that time?
Yep, mate, yeah, I got a job everywhere. Like, just go and ask, you get a job. If you don't sit, you sit it down, you know.
So where do you hope this takes you?
In Cananara, hopefully.
What kinds of things would you like to get involved with here with Santinol?
No, a bit of everything, whatever come along here.